On a day when the U.S. celebrates its exit from the British Empire, let's get the latest on the U.K.'s exit from the European Union. Lauren Frayer reports from London.
Thousands of Britons who want to stay in the EU marched through London over the weekend, waving posters with witty slogans like "Don't EU go breaking my heart" and "Hopelessly devoted to EU." It's been 10 days since that Brexit vote. Today's newspaper headlines are all about plots for power, hysteria, uncertainty. One of the loudest voices for Brexit, Nigel Farage, has resigned as leader of the UK Independence Party, or UKIP, saying he's done his bit and now wants his life back. Prime Minister David Cameron is also stepping down. And the front runner to succeed him, Home Secretary Theresa May, tells ITV there will be tough negotiations with Europe.
There are factors that you can't always predict.
Lots of people voted out of the EU to limit immigration, but May predicts a surge of immigrants rushing to be grandfathered in under current laws before Brexit takes effect.
We may very well see in the run-up to that people wanting to come here to the UK before that exit happens.
Meanwhile, a UK footwear chain, Pavers Shoes, put out a memo to employees not to talk about any of this. They can't get any work done. Their staff, like this whole country, is divided. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Frayer in London.